You ended up going through a lot of trials and tribulations. You put a lot of work in there. At the beginning of this process, I had made some suggestions, and in following this, everything you said came to be, and so my apologies for doubting you.
No problem.
All right, well, let's talk about the Red Cedar Recreation Department, the program out in Williamston. Talk about what RCRA, basically how it was formed and what it did.
Well, back in the early 90s, RCRA was an independent recreation association, a 501c3 run by parents, essentially. It had grown to a point where in 1997, the school, who was branching off into community education, decided to engulf the program. They actually hired a school employee who was the rec director and administrator of the program. The rest was run by a board of volunteers. And, you know, it had grown to a point through, you know, various activities where there were 700 to 1,000 kids participating per year in various activities such as football, tackle football, flag football, summer ball, softball, and basketball. So, and then there were some smaller things, cheerleading and gymnastics. So,
all right, so
it had grown to a point, what had happened to us over the last few years here was that community education through budget cuts was eliminated from the schools. The school was having budget problems, and obviously they were eliminating positions, and they felt that they were unable to manage the rec program, in the future. So
the schools in Williamston decided they wanted to get out of the rec business. So what was your alternative?
Well, our alternative was essentially to go out on our own. We embarked on that. We started down that path, but ultimately, because of the nature of it, being largely community volunteers, the volume and the amount of money that was coming into the program, we just felt that it was not responsible to have a entity that was going to have a revolving board and volunteers. Coupled with the fact that the IRS, with the popularity of 501c3s, the IRS wants a individual or multiple individuals to take responsibility financially for the entity, which includes payroll taxes and all those things. And if something goes wrong or is not paid, then obviously individuals can be held responsible, or board members. And we just felt that it was not the proper entity for a program as large as the RCRA was, and, you know, quite frankly, there wasn't a whole lot of people that wanted to step up and be financially responsible.
All right, so you asked the city of Williamston to take over RCRA if possible, and you found another alternative way to keep recreation in Williamston.
Yeah, we did. Well, we went to the only entity that really that we had in the area, which was the City of Williamson Parks and Rec. But the problem with the Parks and Recs in the City of Williamson, they had been primarily parks. They had never really managed recreation. They weren't equipped to do it, and probably were in shock when we approached them last August with our problem. But realizing how important it was to the community, they certainly listened to us, and over the course of last 7 and 8 months, formed committees, brainstormed, talked to other communities to see how they did it, and we came up with a solution. Ultimately, on Monday, the city of Williamston decided to take over the responsibility of youth recreation through their Parks and Rec in Williamston. And for a one-year period, what they've done is they've contracted with Meridian Township to help administer that program and help them run it till we can get it up and running and moving in the right direction.
So Meridian Township is going to take this over. Is that the HIRA? Is that what that's called?
No, it's actually their Meridian Township Parks and Recs. They have a They have a paid full-time person that runs it. They have two or three part-time or two or three other full-time employees. They run not only Hazlitt's Recreation, they do Okemos, and now they're going to help Williamston do theirs. And it's one of the things that everyone needs to understand is that the school is going to retain and the community will retain their identity. It will still be all Williamston kids with Williamston kids, as Hazlitt and Okemos are, but we're going to rely on them to do the administrative things, which is collect the money, count the money, account for the money, and help run the programs. The community will still be responsible for running their own programs, doing the coaching, and, you know, help to, you know, find umpires and referees and all of those things. So it maintained that the community nature of it is going to be maintained. They're going to help the city with the infrastructure, with the structure of the administration. So
now, will the Meridian Township have access to the fields and gyms and whatnot in Williamston?
They will not. What we will do is they have their own complexes, both in Hazlitt and in Okemos, the Okemos area. Their teams, that's going to remain separate. We will maintain all of our own fields. They're just going to simply take in the applications, organize it, get the kids their uniforms, order the uniforms. We're still going to be responsible for, you know, making sure our fields are ready to go. We're going to play on all our own fields. We're going to utilize our resources as we have in the past.
All right, final question for you, Kurt. In your estimation, I know it's not perfect, but is this a good deal or a not-so-good deal?
Well, it was a good deal for us because it keeps rec going in Williamston. I understood the city's problem. They were a little bit concerned because they had never done this before. This allows them to, at least for a year, learn the process. Ultimately, they're responsible for it. If after a year with Meridian Township they decide we want to hire our own director, they certainly can do that. The price that Meridian Township is doing this for was a third of what we could have, what we were paying our full-time director, and it was probably about the cost of a part-time employee if the city chose to hire one. So it was financially was the right decision, and ultimately it's going to keep the kids participating in.
So what flag is it going to be under? Is RECRA still alive? Is it dead, or is it going to be called Meridian?
RECRA will be maintained as an advisory board as it was with the school relationship. That advisory board will be responsible for structuring and running the programs and getting coaches and all of those things. The city and Meridian Township will have to handle the financial parts of it.
All right. Kurt, thanks so much for your hard work and your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tony. Thank you.